Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show.
Baton Rouge is the capital city of Louisiana and sits right on the eastern bank of the Mississippi River. If you want to experience history and culture galore in a family-friendly setting, Baton Rouge is the city for you. Join us at the table to hear more.
Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Welcome back to the table. I'm Laura Beth.
And I'm Lainey.
And Lainey is back from a trip to Baton Rouge, which I cannot wait to hear all about your trip today. I do know it was good because I know you can build quite the itinerary.
Well, and I did. I tackled it well, I think.
We mentioned on the podcast, I know, before, because I think that surprised my husband the first time he traveled with you. He was like, whoa, how does she know about all this stuff? I was like, well, she just researches and
I do
plans a lot and reaches out to locals or people that have lived there before. And I saw you do that exact thing.
I did. And you know, it's funny because this one was actually a change of plans.
Right.
I had the plans to go to the Texas Hill Country and had to shift gears thanks to the total eclipse that had no rental cars available at all in Austin, Texas. So Baton Rouge was where we shifted gears to go, and it was just wonderful. This city, you know, we've mentioned before on the podcast the importance of a river.
Yes.
In some place that's really old, like that, you know, you had to have a railroad or a river
sure.
or some way for people to come and go
yeah.
before cars.
Yes.
And so this sits right on the Mississippi. I think it's the fifth largest city on the Mississippi.
Okay.
And it has an extremely old history.
So, oh, do tell.
Well, apparently, you know, when history goes back this far, I don't even know how well records were kept
yes,
and things
yes.
like that. But there were two indigenous tribes, the Huma Indian tribe and the Bayou Gula Indian tribe. And to settle a border conflict between them, the tribes used a cypress pole to mark the boundary dividing their hunting grounds.
Okay.
And explorers saw this cypress pole that was covered in blood from like fish and things like that. And they dubbed it La Baton Rouge, the red baton or the Baton Rouge.
Never have I ever thought about that.
So there you go. Apparently, that's where the story came from or the name came from. Now, French explorer, I may butcher this, Pierre Lemoyne d'Iberville.
Wow. I'm not going to second guess you on that.
Led an exploration party up the Mississippi River in 1698, and they saw this red
okay.
pole.
Okay.
So that's where the name came from. Anyhow, you know, when you think back to, you know, we've got the indigenous tribes. This area was under Spanish rule and
yeah.
French rule,
yeah.
and then later, you know, became part of the United States.
Sure,
and
right.
So there's just such complex history, truly. And
yeah,
you see
true.
That in touching every area of life. Mm. I'm going to mention something about the Capitol, going in the state capitol.
And okay.
there's something fascinating, or it was fascinating to me in there about that. But yeah, you see it in, you know, the influences of Creole and Cajun food, where you've got French and Spanish and all of that influencing.
Yeah. So it's a melting pot of cultures sounds cool, but if you step back and look, think about that, it's probably actually really murky waters, right?
And may include some, you know, really not so cool.
Right.
Parts of, you know, who was there first and who got something land taken away and all of that.
Yeah.
So Baton Rouge definitely has a lot of complexities.
And so that's also where red stick comes from.
Right.
The red baton, that's basically. Right.
And so you'll see that, like we were talking about a spice shop that's called the Red Stick Spice Shop. And I saw Red Stick tours and just all these different things that were Red Stick. And I'm like, okay, I get it now. That's the Baton Rouge.
Obvious to you.
Baton Rouge.
Obvious to you if you're in Louisiana or grew up anywhere near there. Not so obvious to us. Sorry.
That's right. That's right.
That's good. I like that.
Well, I jotted down two cities that are not too far away in case you wanted to tack this on to another trip.
Yeah.
Or if you, you know, are kind of thinking about where do I want to go in Louisiana. Baton Rouge is 82 miles northwest of New Orleans.
Okay. So you could fly there.
And 59 miles northeast of, do you say Lafayette?
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Lafayette.
Yeah.
So this could be, like I said, this could be tacked on and see a couple of cities.
Yeah.
But there are flights right into Baton Rouge. Yeah. Now, there wasn't a nonstop at a good time for us. We had to go through Dallas and then.
Yeah.
Because we were flying American. So everything goes through Dallas.
True.
You fly American, or it seems like that. But anyhow, let's just dive in.
Yeah, so you were there a total of 3 nights.
I was in Louisiana 3 nights, but I was in Baton Rouge two.
Two, okay.
So truly, it was only 48 hours that I got. And, you know, I felt like that was a good amount of time.
Okay.
I didn't see everything, but I saw a lot. So if you're planning a trip to Baton Rouge, I would say make sure you visit the website visitbatonrouge.com.
Good to know.
They have a wealth of information on the city and its happenings month by month.
Nice.
Even broken down by, you know, outdoor activities, kid-friendly activities, sporting events. Like, it's just a very easy-to-use website. I would highly recommend that. One of the things that might bring people to Baton Rouge is universities and colleges.
Yes.
And Southern University, which is a historically Black university, has 8,300 students there. And then LSU has about 38,000. So
Louisiana State University.
Yes.
I've never called it that, though. It's always LSU. That's nobody so ever true. Says the full name. Yes.
So that is a big part of culture there in the city. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to my visit to the Louisiana State campus here in a bit. But one of the first things we did was visit the tallest state capitol in the country.
Whoa, that's a cool nod to something.
I know. I'm going to show you a brochure.
Whoa, it sure is.
Yeah, 34 stories. So they have an observation up top.
Uh-huh.
Observation deck up top. That is a great place to see, truly. You know, just the whole city. You can see everything. You can see LSU. You can see Spanish Town, which is a cool old neighborhood.
Ooh,
yeah, so that's
like
a great place to visit. And
so you were just walking around, or was there like tours?
I believe you can do a tour. We just walked around.
Okay.
And one thing that was really fun was that the Senate was in session.
Whoa.
And so they have Senate chambers, House chambers. You know, they're on the main floor.
Right.
And they had like little tables set up where some of them, the senators were out like on their laptops working or taking calls and that kind of thing.
Wow.
So it was always fun when you get to see like a true
government in action.
Yeah. A true hub of that.
Cool.
And this Capitol was actually the dream of one man who was a former governor, Huey P. Long, and he's the one who got this built.
Okay.
And is buried out front.
Oh, wow.
In the big monument to him. But it was a little ironic to me when I was reading that this was constructed during the 1930s, which was during the Great Depression, which is, you know, just an interesting time to be building. But he was actually assassinated in 1935 there at the Capitol.
Whoa.
So, just interesting that, you know, that was such a important part of his, I mean, he had a huge history in Louisiana, but I thought that was interesting that that's also where he died. Wow. So
I guess that's why they chose to bury him there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there was even a fresh, you know, like flowers and spreads.
Wow.
Yeah, there to him.
Interesting.
Anyhow, one of the things I thought was really interesting was they have a memorial hall when you come in to the main floor of the Capitol with the flags of power that have previously ruled Louisiana. And I just think it's fascinating. It has the president, I mean, the present day U.S. flag, but it also has the Spanish Castle and Leon flag, the French Bourbon flag, the British Union flag, the Spanish Bourbon flag, the French tricolor flag, the 15-star U.S. flag, Republic of the West Florida flag. I don't even know all of this history.
What? Wow.
Et cetera. There's more.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting that it's just changed hands and
so much
territories and
everybody wants Louisiana.
So anyway,
good stuff happening down there. Everybody wants in.
I know, but yeah, I think the observation deck is such a great place to kind of get a view of where you are and where things are in.
I love that.
Comparison to one another.
I love that. So that's a good place to start.
It's a great place to start.
I like that.
They also have an old Capitol.
Oh, okay.
Not too far. They're not too far apart. But again, you're talking about a state that is, or a capital city that is extremely old.
Mm-hmm.
So the architecture is super cool. It's, we'll put some pictures up on Instagram this week.
Yes,
for sure. So make sure you're following us. But gorgeous stained glass throughout. Up in the ceiling of the building.
That's the picture I saw. Okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old capitol.
Okay.
And I would just say that's another great place to visit. Also free.
Sure.
To walk around and
nice.
Spend time getting some of the history of the state,
because
there's quite a bit to walk around and read. And
yeah. Did it feel like a library, like you got to be quiet while you're in there?
No.
No? Okay.
It didn't.
I mean, not that you'd want to, I'm not talking about being loud, making a scene, but like, could you walk in with a kid that might?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was with two friends and, you know, we were chatting as we walked around and, you know, giggling a little bit.
For some reason I had like in my mind that this is like, you know, be quiet and don't disturb the senators and don't disturb like the peace.
Yeah. Again, that was in the new Capitol
right.
where they were working, and you could absolutely bring kids in there. We saw kids, but they weren't, I'm assuming if they were truly in, like they were in, when I say they were in session, the doors were open and they were milling about.
Right, yeah.
The doors would have been closed
if they were voting.
Really
or something.
Voting.
Yes,
and
then for sure.
That would be a different vibe, I guess.
Yeah, I'd
so
say.
So anyhow, yeah, there's so much to say about Baton Rouge. One of the things I noticed was lots of signs and sponsored buys of that restaurant called Raising Cane's.
Oh, really?
So
wait,
it's the
are
home.
We getting one of those?
Maybe. I
feel like we are.
Heard that, but it's the home of the original Raising Cane's.
Okay.
Interesting. Just outside of the gate of LSU. So it's just a little. That one still, that mothership, if you will, still exists and is open until 3:30 a.m. on weekends for the college students.
Gosh.
Remember those days?
Yes, I do. So yeah, this is like kind of like a Zaxby's Waldo's
chicken place
kind of menu.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's out of Baton Rouge, and I just saw it seemed like they sponsored a lot of things. You
that's
know how
fun.
You would
yeah.
see that on different
yeah.
signs and whatnot. Now I have to say, I thought picked a great time to go. for many reasons, one of which is February to mid-May is the prime time for crawfish.
Yes.
And so I got to have some yummy crawfish, and I didn't do any of the...
You didn't suck a head off or anything?
No, I didn't do any of that. Okay. It was already all done and like in etouffees and crawfish pies and things like that.
That's more my speed too.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then we got to attend what's called their Flower Fest. I hope this is going to be a very much an annual thing. I know this was not the first one that I attended, but it was a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And just gorgeous backdrops for photos and...
Like sculptures of flowers or...
Yes.
Like just, okay. Like
all made from real flowers.
Okay.
And there's competitions of... Like they have a theme this year's...
I'm kind of thinking of like the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yes.
Like all the
things, but just not all roses.
Okay.
Like all different kinds of flowers and...
Fun.
Really fun. Apparently there had been like a gala the night before that was even a more dressy event.
Okay.
But this one was lots of garden wear. So you would see people in dresses or floral tops Yeah. And the weather was beautiful that day. And so that was just... Yeah.
So everybody's just like walking around looking at the flower displays.
Looking at flower displays.
Is there music?
There's vendors. There's music.
Okay.
The vendors, there was a couple of vendors that you would pay a price to make one of those flower
crowns.
Sweet. Some, you know, t-shirts. And
yeah.
I bought a really cute pair of magnolia earrings that y'all will have to see at a later
date.
I thought they were adorable.
They're so cool.
Yeah, so great event.
Fun.
I hope to make it back to that one of these days because that was just a really, it was fun.
Yeah.
And also that day, we went to an LSU baseball game.
Oh,
they
sweet.
Were playing, Louisiana State was
so they
playing
were home.
Vanderbilt.
Awesome.
And LSU was the national champions last year in baseball.
Yeah.
And Vanderbilt is doing great this year and absolutely killed LSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't,
so it's a major upset.
It was one of those scores that, like, I lost count. Was it 12 to 3 when
wonder
we left?
If they had injured players or something.
Well, I think Vanderbilt's just really, really good. And I don't know. Maybe LSU lost some of their best players or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah. That's true.
But Alex Box Baseball Stadium is really cool and really nice and
sweet.
So that was a lot of fun.
Oh,
and
spring always baseball.
I know.
Such an American thing. I
love
know.
It. I even ate a hot dog. I don't like hot dogs. Well, they called it something else. It was more like a bratwurst kind of thing.
Brats are different.
Those are different.
Hot brats.
That's better than I can't do hot dogs.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Fun. So you
went
from Flower Fest to the baseball game.
I
did. Oh my gosh. Okay. Full day.
Yes. Missed the beginning of the baseball game.
Okay.
Because we were having so much fun at Flower Fest. But yeah, it was a great day.
So fun.
Now we stayed, I don't know, there's so many, you know, lots of wonderful hotel options.
Sure.
But we stayed at the Hilton.
Nice.
And it was in a wonderful location.
Okay, now this is there like a downtown kind of area?
There is. This actual Hilton is called the Hilton Baton Rouge Capital Center.
Okay.
Because it's right down by those two capitals.
Okay.
That
so
I mentioned.
So you were in the middle of
so
it all.
So we were right in the middle of it all. It's also right on the Mississippi.
Wow.
So you're looking out over that water. There's some beautiful sculptures out there on the water.
How did you feel safety-wise? Like, because you were in a downtown. A lot of times, the downtown
can
be kind of rough.
Yeah, that's a very fair question. We did most of our activities in the daylight hours, other than dinner, and then coming back to the room. So I did feel totally safe in the daytime.
That's good to hear.
I don't really know about walking around much at night because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I would...
Because of your day schedule. Because y'all were...
We were exhausted.
Beat, I'm sure. Yes.
By the time that came around.
Yes. You've just done... Your in one day activities are what people would have stretched across a whole 3 day weekend.
I know. I do that to myself and then I come home and collapse.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was just a great location and I felt like we were, you know, really walkable to a lot of things. There's a lot of great museums that I didn't even get to hit.
Oh, you know, love museums.
You know me. But this is a very kid-friendly city. There's a children's museum.
Okay.
There's a zoo.
Good to hear.
There's an art and science museum. You know, sporting events galore.
Yeah.
I saw lots of kids at the baseball game.
I'm sure. Yeah.
One of the things that I haven't mentioned yet, I guess I could go ahead and dive in now, is on the LSU campus, their mascot is the tiger, and they're the only campus that has a real live Bengal tiger.
Amazing.
That lives there.
And there's other teams that are tigers.
I know.
They don't have a real one, though.
So, Mike, number 7, is who is on campus right now. And I had the privilege of interviewing Ginger Guttner, and she is the caretaker for Mike. And
what a crazy job.
I know. So she studied communications, and she is kind of his communicator, does his social media, meets with the press. And so
on his behalf.
It's so precious. So I got to sit with her for a little bit and talk about Mike. So, yeah, they get these tigers. They don't ever, you know, breed them or anything.
Yeah.
They get them from someone somewhere that needs a place to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got to hear part of your interview. Yeah, they're from sanctuaries.
Yes.
And other places that are looking to home a tiger, like places that are about to go out of business or go under. Or
and that's a thing. Who knew?
Yeah. So they're kind of rescuing.
They
just
are.
Just one at a time, but
one,
still.
One tiger at a time, but this one is quite lucky, I'm going to say.
I bet.
Because this is a 15,000 square foot habitat. It has two pools, a waterfall.
Oh my gosh.
Has this big, they call it a comfort rock, that can be heated or cooled.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I'm imagining the cast from Madagascar when they're in the zoo in downtown, and they're like, you know, they've got such a cush life, the lion and the zebra. They just don't even know what it's like in the wild.
Well, this creature has it made, and people come all day, every day to see him.
Wow. Yeah, that is interesting to think about, because so he's not from one family line, one genealogy,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Because there's like Smokey, you know, I had to insert something about UT here. And since we're talking SEC, that's all from
a family line,
of coonhounds. So,
so funny.
But yeah, I read, so you said this is Mike number 7.
Yes.
I read, and I think Ginger even said to you, that the first one goes back to 1936. I can't imagine bringing a tiger on campus in 1936, and the students paid for it, the
that
first
is
one.
So adorable.
So I don't know that they were like rescuing the first one, but it was $750, 1936. Every student put in a quarter. So there's your student activities fee for the semester. Everybody pitched in and
that
got
makes you even
a tiger.
Have ownership in this tiger.
That's crazy.
So he's behind two fences. I mean, he's definitely
okay. Yes,
know, far.
They're
back.
Not wanting fingers they're, to go.
They yes, they're they have covered all their bases. In fact, she's been behind only one fence.
Okay,
from him. But
okay,
nobody's actually interacting with him.
Right. This isn't a zoo,
and
there's
so
not like a.
She said that they've got ways that they can, you know, get him his shots, and
sure,
like he's trained enough to do certain things where he rubs against the fence and they can get to him, or
okay,
there's ways they can get him to stand up on his back legs.
That looks so cool.
You know, so they can see his belly and
yeah,
things like that. Because the vet school there
yeah,
is getting to work with him in
how
that way,
special,
which is super fun. I mean, this guy weighs in the neighborhood of 400, 420. And just the size of his paws. And
oh, that was another funny comment Ginger made to you that I listened in on. She said, I will see your freshman 15 and raise you 300 and something pounds, because that's how much he gained.
Yeah. Woo! Well, he eats 20 pounds of food daily.
Oh my gosh.
It's a special formulated zoo carnivore diet.
Wow.
It comes in these logs. She said basically like how you would sometimes see ground beef.
Okay.
In those big logs. Yeah. It comes like that. And it has all the nutrition he needs.
Wow.
I did get so tickled. She said now there's this tradition where depending on who LSU is playing in a certain game or something, sometimes they shape the log into the shape of that state.
Oh, yes.
For him to eat. And
so, what a spectacle.
That's so cute.
So I guess people, like, that's kind of part of the routine of maybe going to a football game. You might want to go by and see Mike the Tiger. I don't know. Like, is it?
I didn't ask that question. That's a great question.
I mean, I just kind of wonder, like,
I do know how, she said, you know, there's people all around.
Yeah, okay.
But you just never know what he's doing. Like, right. So while I was there, he was curled up napping.
Right.
And she was able to get close to the fence and kind of make some noises that got him to sit up.
Okay.
Because he knows her voice.
Okay. How cool.
And he sat up a little bit, but not gonna, like, dance around for us.
No. You not know. A circus. Yeah.
It's not like that. We were saying they needed some kind of like live cam where you could jump in and you know, actually see where he is.
Yeah.
And like, hey, I want to go make my way down there because he's in the waterfall or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I guess it also keeps it interesting that you don't know what you're going to get.
That's
true. You just got to keep
rolling the dice and walk down there.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Good for you. So for that
was a fun little, way to spend a bit of an afternoon too was getting to talk with Ginger and see that just stunning creature.
Yeah,
really something to behold.
Wow.
And I had forgotten Shaquille O'Neal went to LSU.
I didn't know
so
that.
So there was a statue to him we walked by to see, and lots
fun.
Of cool history there. And that university, so
lots of partying.
Make that part of your trip if you can.
Yeah,
I still would love to experience a football tailgate there, and I'm sure and there would be wonderful homemade jambalaya.
Well, I was going to say they play up on the French influence. You know, they don't just say "Go Tigers, go." They say spell it French.
G-E-A-U-X.
Yes.
Yeah. So cute.
Well, fun. Okay, I'm very surprised jambalaya is almost the first food that you've mentioned. I mean,
that could be its own episode. It's just
did
the
you
food
eat well
of Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah,
we ate so well. I will mention some of the restaurants by name because they were that good.
Okay,
but you could even put a link to the Cajun Creole episode. You might want to put a link to the Mississippi River episode
because
these,
good call.
Touch what I saw.
Okay. Good call.
Too many restaurants were recommended for how many meals we had.
That happens.
And even how many meals, like if you have one of these big meals, do you even want another meal? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I
can't do all of that.
Yeah.
So I will tell you what we had because it was epic.
Okay. Ooh, epic. Yes.
One of the restaurants, this one requires a reservation, is called Juban's. J-U-B-A-N.
Yum.
Yes. One of the gals I was with said, if you find out that I'm having a last meal, I want you to get exactly what we have.
Wow.
Like, this is what I want for my last meal.
My goodness. That's a compliment.
I had the best fried green tomatoes of my life.
Really?
And I've had quite a few fried
green
tomatoes.
I know. That's why my voice is like, what? Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely recommend that. I had the cauliflower, crab, and brie soup.
Yum!
Kind of.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I know.
Not even close.
It was similar to a she crab.
Okay.
In that it had the seafood pieces and the creaminess.
Yeah.
But different, too.
So wow.
That was wonderful. I ordered the hallelujah crab because it was recommended by a family member. And it is the soft shell crab
That's, you just wanted to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But what's precious, and again, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see the picture. The crab is like,
oh my gosh,
arms up, you know.
He's praising the Lord.
Jesus. And in his ending of life. And so that's where the name comes from, I'm assuming, because he's got his praise pose on.
That is hilarious.
And then, but the best entree that I tasted was the one my friend Kaylee had.
Okay.
And it was boudin stuffed quail.
I would have never ordered that because I would have been nervous.
It was glory.
Wow.
And the drinks were really interesting and good. Uh-huh. And again, Kaylee wins the prize for the best drink. She ordered honey infused bourbon.
Okay.
So they had put a honeycomb in this bourbon.
Wow.
And left it for a couple of days. And the flavor,
has this place won like James Beard anything?
Well, wondered if there was maybe even some something happening, because there was just a lot of
maybe they're going for that happening
in that restaurant. But anyhow,
maybe somebody big was coming in, who knows.
Well, yeah, me, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. So yeah, that was a definite don't miss that spot. Glorious. We ate lunch one day at, this was just intriguing to me. It's called Mestizo Restaurant, but it's Louisiana Mexican.
Ooh.
So I'm like, well, what does that even mean?
Yeah,
right?
What does that mean?
Well, it was really a great little spot. It had lots of healthy options.
Nice.
Lots of gluten-free and keto choices, like,
everybody with dietary restrictions.
It was all well marked and tons of choices. But anyhow, we had, I don't know if this is even going to sound good, but I'm going to be making this summer.
Okay.
Guacamole with watermelon chunks and feta on top.
That's interesting, because to me, guacamole is so good in general. So
on a hot day,
having
a little watermelon with it was so good. So good.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was our appetizer. And then I had shrimp crawfish enchiladas.
Yum.
Because I'm going to go regional, right?
My
I can
gosh,
get beef that's... and chicken at home.
Sure.
I'm going shrimp crawfish enchilada. It was like their special.
Sure.
So it was perfect.
Yum.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds so good. I want that right now.
And the other thing that was interesting is, you know, when you go to a place like that has a strong culture of regional fare, you also don't want that for every single meal.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't want gumbo,
exactly,
you know, six times in 2 days.
No.
So
gotta, like,
that was
establish.
Kind of fun to,
yes,
like, okay, let's go Mexican, but also have crawfish in that.
Good call.
Yeah, so that was really
smart
cool.
Planning.
Last meal we had was at Perrain's, which was on pretty much everybody's list.
Okay.
A good place to go. So it's a huge restaurant.
Okay.
Don't take reservations.
Okay.
For a small party, we didn't have to wait.
Okay.
But there was a lot of large parties there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did see that there's a lot of people waiting. But there were sometimes groups of 8, 10, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's also a good sign, though, that it's going to be good.
To know. Lots of locals were eating there.
Okay.
So also a good sign. But it has all of the traditional gumbo, jambalaya.
Okay.
Shrimp etouffee.
Yep.
Hush puppies. Like all of that kind of thing. And then, and it was all good. It was the best gumbo we had.
Really?
Of the trip.
Wow.
Was
okay.
There at Perrain's. And it's on a list. I saw a list of the top 10 best gumbos, and it was one of them.
All right.
So it was definitely a good pick. And I had an andouille encrusted fish.
Gosh, I love andouille.
That was really interesting and yummy. Huh. So it was the waiter's recommendation of his favorite.
Okay.
I often will ask that kind of thing.
I do too. Probably because I've heard you ask, but yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what I went with and didn't, it was great. But this region is known also for po' boys and beignets and all the things you would see in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
interesting. You know, that you think of as New Orleans. And I just felt like, you know, I wanted to make sure I got a good bit of that.
Right.
But they've apparently have all sorts of good food. There was two Italian restaurants that were recommended. One of them, I thought this was so cute. It's called Gino's Italian.
Okay.
Apparently, it's only open during the LSU school year because the family goes back to Italy
for
the summer. So,
because Europeans authentic. Know how to vacation. They summer.
They
yeah.
summer.
Wow.
So, didn't get there because you only have so many meals. But
right.
anyhow, they are not lacking
oh my
in the
gosh,
food
how cool.
culture. Beignets, we went through we went to Coffee Call that
okay.
was recommended by a lot of different people
for beignets,
and they even have a drive-through.
See, they know what's up.
They know what's
they know
up.
Somebody's just well, and that might be a locals thing too, like
that's true. Just
although,
to get them to go.
If I was local to beignets, I'd have a problem.
Well, I actually didn't partake
you
in
didn't.
The beignets. We got
You're not
them.
A sweets in the morning kind of person as
I'm
much as I am.
I'm not a super
though.
Sweets person. And I'm also, this was nighttime after Perrines. I'm
yeah.
done.
Yeah,
I just had gumbo and fish
true.
And hush puppies.
That's
I don't
true.
Need my fried bread was my hush puppy, not my beignet. But apparently they're the spot.
Coffee Call.
That's
Coffee
fun.
Call.
So that was.
Man, that sounds fun.
My food wrecks. And just a couple more things I want to say. One is Louisiana is called, is known as the sportsman's paradise.
Oh, like for hunting or?
Just, yeah, sportsman fishing.
Yeah. yeah.
And so I just wanted to say there is a lot of kayaking, fishing, golfing,
okay.
hiking, like a lot of that kind of
outdoors.
Stuff to do that we
yeah.
didn't get to. And
that's interesting.
I know.
Huh.
And
I
another thing
that.
That I think is really kind of fun is if you happen to be there in the November, December
okay.
kind of time frame. I just thought this sounded fascinating. It's American white pelicans migrate south during the winter. And there's dozens of these that rest in the lakes for weeks.
Oh.
There in that area. You can catch just thousands of majestic birds in the lakes there.
Wow.
So I thought, well, that'd be fun to see. I love the look of a pelican.
I do too. I was just going to quickly look up. You said the American white pelican?
Yes. So
oh, how
see
pretty.
A bunch of the, thousands of those on the lakes there would be super
wow.
cool.
Wow. Yes. How cool.
I mentioned a little bit about... we could see that Spanish town when
yes,
we were up on the observation
intriguing.
Deck. Again, really, really old. Mm-hmm. Some of it from the, you know, late 1700s. So there's some cool architecture in some of these neighborhoods. The Spanish town, another one called Beauregard Town. So, you know, even just having a little bit of time to walk around neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
and see
mm-hmm.
some of the community there
yeah.
would be fun. There's also down on the river, I mentioned a couple of sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Sing the River that's Aww. Really beautiful. Looks kind of similar. It, again, follow us on Instagram. You'll see the pictures. Think like the Bean of Chicago. It's
yeah.
like a reflective
okay.
structure. And then there's also the USS Kidd Veterans Memorial, which is a World War II era destroyer ship
oh.
that you can tour.
Cool.
So that could be fun if you had kids, too,
yeah.
to kind of get to see this ship and what its role was in the Pacific.
Wow, you did that
if
really
Baton
well.
If Baton Rouge isn't on your list, it should be.
It sounds like it. So, you, yeah, like you said, you could tack it onto a New Orleans trip or
you could
fly directly there or... Yeah.
You may not even, yeah. I mean, some people don't want to go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That's their, you know, like,
right.
been there, done that, or else, like, don't want to take the kids there. Whatever your reason is, you can get a lot of the good stuff in Baton Rouge.
Sounds like it.
And not ever have to go
right.
to New Orleans. So,
interesting.
Just keep that in mind if you're wanting some Creole Cajun.
How fun.
Life.
Well, y'all heard it first here. And, man.
Visit Baton Rouge.
Thank you so much for the full rundown. Now everybody's going to want to go on a trip with you.
Come on. Let's do it.
Field
I have
trips.
Lots of ideas of field trips. Might talk about one next week. I
yes.
think we should do.
Let's do. Y'all have a great week. We are so thankful that you sat at the proverbial table with us today. And we will be back here next week with more fun, uplifting Southern culture.
Peace be with y'all.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you and a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or loved one to tell them about this podcast. And make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. We invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, and events. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.